David, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem, Alex.
So, first of all, what are some of the challenges that parents might have keeping their kids at home?
Well, the big challenge is going to try to get them and keep them in the routine of school. They might be away from school, and I hope they are. All children should be away from school where possible. It kind of should be more mandatory. But it's to keep them into that schedule because they're used to it, because we don't want this to become a permanent situation. We want them to have their schooling routine. So make sure you've got somewhere for them to work. Make sure you've got somewhere for them to store their work. And make sure that they're just feeling safe and secure within their household as the fears of this time kind of hit us all.
Yeah, and on that, what you were saying about make sure they've got something to work, I mean, I know that one of the hardest things for me when I was studying at home was kind of, you know, separating the home life from the school life. How do you kind of encourage that with your kids?
You've just got to let them know that at the moment you're not being mum or dad or uncle or aunt. What you're being just now is you're being teacher's aide. The teachers should have provided work. All the systems have been working flat out to make sure there is work for kids to do. You're just there to support them, let them get on with it. Make sure you then give them breaks, and then make sure that they know when it's now family time as opposed to school time. But even if you're finding that hard, it's just important that they read. Reading will help them to learn. And in any activity you're doing, it becomes a learning activity. When you're making the dinner, show the kids the food, to explain and get to discuss with your children where the food comes from, how it's been cooked, why we're cooking chicken and we don't eat it raw, little things like that. Do food technology with them. Everything you do in the house is basically a learning experience, and it could be quite exciting, it could be quite bonding, and of course, as family members, you might want to make sure there's a bottle shop near you.
And lastly as well, I mean, a lot of parents are going to find themselves working at home. What's your kind of recommendation for making sure that, you know, they find a nice balance between ensuring their productivity as well as their kids' productivity?
You've just got to let the kids know, saying, I'm doing homework as well. So if the kids feel that you are doing the same kind of thing, that's good. Try to give yourselves areas where you can be working, but also keep an eye on each other. Try to turn off the distractions. So we don't want to have afternoon TV on or ABC Kids until it's relaxing time. Not to use devices unless it's for work purposes. And we as family, as adults, need to model this behavior as well. But the most important thing is to stay indoors, because if you don't stay indoors, infections will spread. And if infections spread, people will die. You're better just to have family fun and catch up on education later, because that can be replaced, but people who pass away cannot.
David, I think we'll leave it there. That is a really great message to leave it on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Alex. Anytime.